This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, we're going to talk about stones of memory today from the book of Joshua. Last week we talked about the children of Israel crossing the Jordan River on dry ground, and it was a dramatic miracle right out of a movie. And this week we talk about what happens as a result of that and the order that Joshua gives so that people will not only remember it for a week or two, but remember it in perpetuity, forever, for future generations. It's from the book of Joshua, the fourth chapter. When the whole nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Choose 12 men from among the people, one from each tribe, and tell them to take up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, from right where the priests stood, and to carry them over with you, and put them down at the place where you stay tonight." So Joshua called together the 12 men he had appointed from the Israelites, one from each tribe, and said to them, "Go over before the ark of the Lord your God into the middle of the Jordan. Each of you is to take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of tribes of the Israelites, to serve as a sign among you." Now listen to this. In the future, when your children ask you, "What do these stones mean?" tell them that the flow of the Jordan was cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. When it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. These stones are to be a memorial to the people of Israel forever. Joshua set up the 12 stones that had been in the middle of the Jordan at the spot where the priest who carried the Ark of the Covenant had stood. And then listen to this. And they are there to this day, meaning the writing of this book. And then if you'll read verse 24, it says this: "He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God." I remember the first time I saw the display. I was in a person's home. I think it was in Columbus, Ohio. I had never seen this before. Some of you have it in your home, and you say, "I'm surprised you never saw it before," but I hadn't. What it was a picture frame. And it had 12 openings in the frame and the mat. And what it was 12 pictures of one of their children, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, all the way through 12th grade. I had never seen a picture like that before, and I was amazed to see the changes that took place from first to third grade, and then from third grade to sixth grade, and then from sixth grade to eighth grade and 12th, and you could just see the changes that took place. And I thought, what a memory to have in your home of a child's life, to have a picture from every grade in one frame. And it was a reminder to me, I wonder what kind of pictures God has of you. God has of me. What kind of picture would God carry of me? If I'm not trying to be flippant, but what would he carry, a picture of you or me, so to speak? And my point in telling that is this, telling that story, is that we're all creating memories in life. You're creating memories in your own existence, and you're creating memories through your experiences life. Get this, you're creating memories with the choices and the decisions you make. A decision you made last week will impact your life maybe a year from now, or maybe 5 years from now. A decision that you're facing this week or this month or this year may impact the future generation of your family, all because of a choice or a decision. And Joshua tells the people this dramatic story. He said, "I want people to remember what God has done."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.